السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O listeners, today we discuss bridal and baby showers. Before we discuss that, we should know that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has selected and chosen for us Islam. Islam is a complete code of life. Our foundation is our aqeedah. In what do we believe? We believe in one Allah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu alone. We believe in all the messengers, alayhimus salam. We believe in all the divine books and scriptures. We believe in all the angels and malaika. We believe in the day of justice. We believe in life after death. All these are called the articles of faith, and there are many more. So remember, that is our foundation, non-negotiable. And remember, the Quran Sharif is the kalam and the direct speech of Almighty Allah. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam is the speech, the actions, the tacit approval, all that. Sahaba radiallahu anh, all of them are just and udul, meaning that even if they made a mistake or committed a sin, Allah forgave them. They begged Allah and Allah announced that for them Allah is pleased with them, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, and they are pleased with Allah. This is for all the companions, wa kullu wa adallahu al-husna, for all of them is Jannah. Then our first wall is the wall of ibadat. Our salat, our zakat, our fasting, our hajj, umrah, all that. So that's one wall of the structure. The second wall of the structure is our mu'amalat, our business, our dealing, our renting, our leasing, buying, selling, no interest, no riba, no cheating, no deception. So all that will be the second wall. The third wall will be the mu'ashara, our interaction with people, husband, wife, parents, children, teachers, students, we with our neighbors, interacting with Muslim, interacting with non-Muslim, interacting with rulers. So all that will come under that portfolio, we'll call it, and that is mu'ashara. So that's the third wall of Islam. And the fourth wall of Islam is akhlaq, our character, our mannerism, our morals. So all that, today we suffer from pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, hatred, rancor, malice. So all these spiritual diseases and maladies, we need to eradicate it to become a true, devoted, dedicated Muslim. So we have the foundation, we have the four walls. How much are we going to practice on it? How much are we going to practice and propagate it? That is our roof. That is first floor, second floor, third floor, 100th floor. We can go so high as long as we are practicing, we are propagating, all with sincerity and the love for Almighty Allah and the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now keep that in mind as an introduction. Now let us see, what are we doing today? A happy occasion. Somebody's wife gave birth, and now we say the bridal shower. Before she gave birth or after she gave birth. So now the friends are invited. You must give some clothes. You must give some, you know, presents. You must give the prem. You must give this. You must give that. So does Islam allow this? Islam says, Surah 5, verse 51, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends, to be your protectors. Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the friends of one another, the protectors of one another. Wa may yatawallahum minkum fa innahum minhum. So whosoever befriends them, we love their customs, their traditions, their festivals, their celebrations. So then you become fa innahum minhum, you become part of them. This is a very strong warning. Surah 5, verse number 51. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is warning each one of us. See what Almighty Allah tells the Ummah. وَلَنْ تَرْضَىٰ أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَىٰ حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ The Jews, Christians will never be happy and pleased with you until and unless you follow their system, you follow their way, you follow their tradition. Then they will tell you that you are not, a bad Muslim. They'll tell you you're a good Muslim. Allah forbid. When we imitate them, then we good. But when we practice on Islam, then we are bad. Allah forbid. So remember, everything of ours is unique. We have our own economic system, our own social system, our own political system. We as Muslims must influence the lives of others, not get influenced by them. Allah gave you a child, children. So we supposed to do that what Islam teaches us. Not now we have bridal shower and we have now this baby shower and all these type of things here. So all these are customs that are alien and foreign to Islam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum." Who imitates a people, remember he becomes part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. So this people are getting married from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala performed the nikah for Nabi Adam with Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anha. From that time, and there were no all these bridal shower, baby showers and all this. So all this came about because we are overwhelmed and we are impressed. The West is the best. White is right. Islam condemns all these type of things. We gave you a complete way of life. Not that you must dilute it with other customs and tradition, that you must adulterate it, no. Now the sister is going to get married. Before her marriage, she calls her friends and says, "Now I'm going to get married next week, next month or so, or 2-3 months' time. So now I will need linen, cutlery, crockery, dust, and what then what?" Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yahillu malu mri'in illa bi tibi qalbin minhu." That it is not halal for a Muslim person to take the wealth from anybody except when they give you wholeheartedly. Here the person is asking or requesting or demanding. So how can that be permissible? Out of them being shy and so forth they give. So remember, we need to be very careful, circumspect regarding these things. Next point, every Muslim, when he or she performs their salat, then we say, "Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim." O Allah, you lead us to the straight path. So what is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those upon whom you have showered your bounties and favors. Those are minan nabiyyin, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada, wa salihin. The messengers and the siddiqeen, the those who are very, very truthful. Wa shuhada, the martyrs and the pious people. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ Not the part of those upon whom your anger has come, and that is the Jews. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ And not those who went astray, the Christians. This definition was made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So we read Salat, but when it comes to action, we want to mimic and imitate them. So that can never be justified. O Muslim, practice on Islam, the true Islam, and then Allah will elevate us. Allah will make our children the beacons of light, and Islam, Allah will use us to defend Islam. Otherwise, the more we go to adulterate and dilute this Islam, then slowly, slowly you will find that Islam will always be there, but those people, they will fly out of the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. May Almighty Allah protect our Iman. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا يا الله do not let our hearts get deviated after you guided us وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة oh Allah grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us إنك أنت الوهاب verily oh Allah you are the best of givers وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب